That was Bloody Tuesday from the internationally loved Tied for Last.
That's Andrew.
And guys, thanks, Casey.
You're welcome. Crickets.
And now a
keep
song
your feet
from
on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah,
so.
Casey K-song.
So I have a really random question for you guys. If you guys were any Disney or cartoon characters, which would you be and why?
You're the best. I love you so much.
Thank you.
She's just catering to her friend Andrew there.
She is. She's setting me up for a spike, and I'm on the beach already. So this is what mine is easily Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, because he is a man's man, that guy.
And you resemble him a little bit.
Because Andrew's especially good at expectorating.
That's true.
Tommy, cartoon character.
Who is Mickey Mouse's arch nemesis? Because I would be that guy.
I didn't know he had an arch nemesis.
Well, if he did, I would be him. Because when I was a little kid, and there's actually a picture on my Facebook, my hand was pushed away by Mickey Mouse in Disney World.
Oh, when I was Mickey.
Yeah, no, it was pretty brutal. Six, and he was going to some stupid parade, and Mickey Mouse pushed my hand away, and my dumb parents were taking pictures of Winnie the Pooh not watching me, and in the background of the photo is, you see Winnie the Pooh in the front, in the background is me as a six-year-old getting my hand pushed away by Mickey as he's walking away. It was horrible.
Tommy is the only child on Earth spurned by a furry.
Yeah, no, I got the picture.
No, it's true. You see, nice little Tommy reach up his hand, hi, Mickey, and you hear, like, you know, I'm on my lunch break, fuck off, kid, ha!
I was basically,
and that was it.
Alright, I actually have the greatest answer to this, because I already am a cartoon character, and Pixie's gonna like this. Pixie, our bass player, is a comic book artist, and she actually has made a comic book called Conies. And the lead character is based on a really, really handsome guy with blonde hair. And actually, it's about sideshow performers, the sideshow troupe. I am a character in it, or at least he's drawn about me. Lena, our manager, is a character in it. Pixie is a character in it. Tommy's a character in it. And
I'm allowed to read it.
And
get to read it.
And Andrew may get an issue next time when she publishes one.
She gave me a free copy.
So it's you know what? I'll give you the website on that to make Jen happy. www.conies.thecomicseries.com. Thank you for bringing that up.
Check it out.
So I already am a cartoon character, so I'm friggin' awesome.
What about Pixie if she was a cartoon
Pixie
character?
would be the human ant. And she's already in the comics. She's little, she doesn't speak a lot, which is clearly a lie, and she can lift heavy things.
But she is really strong, because we were playing a gig in, I want to say Trash Bar in Brooklyn, and I have my old amp muscle weight, like, it was huge. She was just easily lifting it, like, over her head.
Yeah, but have you ever had her punch you? She's not actually that strong.
Nah, she punches hard for a girl.
I guess so.
All right, that'd be sexist.
This one hits pretty hard, too. Christina, I remember. No, it's true.
Really?
Christina and I worked together back in the olden days, and she was just like, we were talking about hitting things. She was like, can I hit you? And I'm like, sure. And she hit me, and I was just like, nice. And I turned around, I'm like, son of a bitch.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Hit Tommy.
True story.
I don't need his arms
to function, please.
All right.
So Trish actually wants to know, where do you guys originally come from, and do you ever go back home and play?
We actually come from Westchester. All of us live in Westchester, which is just north of the Bronx in New York. And we play Westchester about once a year, and usually it's by accident.
We will
play New York City all the time. We will play anywhere outside of New York City as often as they'll have us. But actually playing in Westchester, they don't like our kind, because we don't play cover tunes.
Yeah, there's not that many venues. We play at the mall. We play at the Westchester Mall. The Palisades Mall.
We played three malls. We played the Palisades Mall. We have played the Danbury Mall.
Hot Topic.
And we have played the Poughkeepsie Galleria.
And Hot Topic.
Because we're awesome.
Yeah, we love Hot Topic.
Everyone loves Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Thomas, if Thomas King is listening right now,
I don't think he
I
is,
know that
he
loves
knows
Hot
the
Topic.
Recording.
That's true.
Hi, Thomas King.
So I'm sorry, okay.
The kids dig it.
Anything else?
So, Steve, what inspired you to play the guitar?
What inspired me to play? You know, I have an answer to this.
Pixie wants to know.
I had an answer that I gave at rehearsal last night, which I was expressly forbidden from giving on the air. So I was
Jen's
just,
really pretty. That was the answer.
Because Jen is awesome. That's the answer. We're not allowed to talk bad about Jen on the air because she's not here to defend herself.
That's
and
true.
Because she's a girl, she cries a lot.
Wait,
did I say something wrong? No.
In her defense, I cry a lot too.
That's
I'm
true.
A little bigger and hairier than
that's
she is.
That's true. Okay, I lied. Jen is not a girl. But I'm inspired to play guitar because I want to play in a band with Pixie Furious. That's why. Good That's answer. My answer.
Good answer.
Because she's so friggin' talented. She actually is.
Yeah.
She's not here, but I will say this. That girl's awfully good on bass.
She is very good, yes. What inspired Tommy to play guitar?
Girls.
Oh, well, yeah, I really I was going to say the same word we're not allowed to say, but yeah, I don't know. I like music. I like art. I like to express myself.
Tommy likes to be perceived as deep.
Yes, exactly.
And Andrew?
I started playing drums when I was about 5 when I got a set for Christmas, and I off and
Justin
on.
Bieber.
Off and on. That's true. He's got me on the hair, though. He's got me on the hair. But I didn't really take it seriously until I was about 11 or 12. But I just, when I heard drum beats for the most part, I could do it, and it came naturally, and I always loved it, and it's fun. There it is.
Why don't we hear the guys play, and we'll put on a song?
Yeah, let's put on a song.
That works.
Gonna go ahead and play Achiever.
Achiever. This is our hit.
Yes.
And it's about the Big Lebowski.
No, it's not.
This is our You Shook Me All Night Long. That's what this is.
This is our Stairway.
In fact, it's a total ripoff. If you don't do nothing, then you won't do nothing badly.